Let's speak to Andrew Dyson. He's the vice chair of the Yorkshire branch of Rail Future, which campaigns for better rail services. Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Toby.
It's interesting, isn't it, because people like Zainab and people like Mike, who we heard from earlier on, their rights are not nice-to-haves. Their rights are their rights, and they should feel supported and safe when travelling, shouldn't they?
They certainly should, Toby, that's right. But it's not just vulnerable sections of society that are going to be impacted by this, because the ticket office does a lot more than just sell tickets. I mean, it advises on the best fare for the journey to be undertaken, and it provides other information about train times for passengers. You can organise your seat reservation through the ticket office. And if you need to claim a refund or have assistance with delay repay, all that sort of thing, if you're changing your travel plans, these are all things that are very difficult to do, either at a ticket vending machine or online. The ticket office, at Rail Future, we firmly believe that it's not necessarily the physical office that is the problem, because in some respects it can be a benefit to have somebody on the platform guiding you through using a ticket vending machine. But we think it's essential that all the services that are provided by the ticket office at present continue to be provided. And one of the very worrying things about it is that the hours of opening, or the hours at which the customer assistance staff are going to be present at stations, is much reduced from the hours that ticket offices are open.
Now, the interesting thing is, as I mentioned this before, I keep mentioning it, is how I first reacted to this story, because, as I said before, I probably take between 5 and 10 trains a year. They're mainly to London and back, London or Edinburgh. Those are the trains I take. And whenever I take them, I go on trainline.com, I press quick buy, I've got the ticket, that's it, done. So that's my experience, and it works. And because of people like me, I think, the train companies would think this would be a bit easier to get across, because I just thought, oh, well, it's sorted. It's only when you start digging into it or realising what the ticket office provides and the support that it gives, it's only then that you realise exactly how important these places are, I think.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, most of your journeys are clearly straightforward, but can you be sure you're getting the best fare for the journey that you're making? It's very difficult. I mean, if you take a slightly different journey, if you were travelling, for example, from Barnsley to Cambridge, where you're going to have to change trains at least twice, and there are several different routes that you could go, and I'm sure a multitude of different fares, people just don't know, and it's very difficult to know that you're getting the correct, the best fare for the journey. I remember when the early parts of this consultation, I saw the Rail Minister on the television saying that the rail industry needs to embrace the digital age. And that is true. And to a certain extent, the railway has already done that, because something like 88% of tickets are not bought through the ticket office now. But we've got to the stage where the people who will be badly affected by this, most affected, will be those vulnerable members of society, people with physical impairments or the elderly, even young people will find it difficult. Another issue is that at the moment, lots of people pay for their tickets in cash. Now, you can't pay in cash at the ticket vending machine. At Barnsley, for example, they sell about 14,000 tickets a quarter that are paid for in cash. How are these people going to buy the tickets in future?
These are all questions that need answering, aren't they? Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Really appreciate it, Andrew. Andrew Dyson there, Vice Chair of the Yorkshire branch of Rail Future.